The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Here is Herman with it. Back up top to Baugh, to Herman. Try to get it into Gill. Ball bounced away. Back out Baugh. She's open for three. It's good. Fourth three of the game for Kelsey Baugh. And it is 35-29 Wood River, their largest lead of the game at six.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platte Conference doubleheader from Gibbon as the Buffaloes welcome in the Wood River Eagles. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Top of the circle, Luke Schuster. Dribbling in place, goes back to Reinertsen. Way out top, swings it over the left side. Milks takes a dribble into the paint, now kicks it out for a three-pointer. Schuster on the way and in. First bucket of the ball game for Luke Schuster. 26-19, the lead up to seven.
Both squads are gearing up for next week's conference tournament, and a victory tonight would provide momentum. It's the Eagles and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Gibbon High School for continuing coverage of the Lou Platte Conference. Tonight, it is Gibbon hosting Wood River. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, along with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where we get ready for a battle of teams. We talked about this earlier, the girls' game that are playing better basketball. Gibbon started 0-5 on the season, but they've won five of their last seven games. Of the two losses, Tuesday night, they took state-rated Kearney Catholic to the Horn and lost by one, and they lost by two earlier this month to Donovan Trumbull. Now, they also beat Amherst by two and put up 84 points at Blue Hill, which is way uncharacteristic of this basketball team. And for the Wood River Eagles, again, their record is not great, but they have won three of their last four, five basketball games and played very well at Shelton last week. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Obviously, Riley Reinhardt's in the story. He put in 31 in the game against Kearney Catholic on Tuesday, but come up 1 point short. But he is a phenomenal shooter, and if he is on tonight, he is going to give Wood River all kinds of problems. In the girls game earlier, it was a little sluggish. River, though, scored more points. They won it 52-38, a huge night again for Kelly Bossert. 27 points, 10 rebounds, and two block shots. 10 points from Alexis Burkhart. Gibbon was led by Melissa Baker with 12 and Micah Stahl with 10. We'll take a break on the New Tech Seed pregame show and look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys matchup right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And we're back at the New Tech Seed pregame show. Time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. For the visiting Wood River Eagles, number two is a 5'10 senior, Quinn Burkhart. Number four, a 5'11 junior, A.B. Rojas. Number 11, a 6-foot senior, Matt Wodolewicz. Number 21, a 6'2 senior, Dakota Erpelding. And number 23, a 6'3 sophomore, DJ Mayfield. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Derek Lindsay, assisted by Robert Evans and Barry Carlson, 4-13 on the year, but winners of three of their last five. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, number two is a 5'11 sophomore, Ryan Milks. Number three is a 6'3 sophomore, Riley Reinertsen. Number 10, 5'8 junior, Nick Fulmer. Number 15, 5'9 junior, Luke Schuster. And number 21, 5'11 sophomore, Dakota Canton. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benge and Travis Frew. Gibbon has won five of their last seven. They are 6-8 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. We're ready for Gibbon and Wood River basketball. We'll tip it off right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The Nebraska men have put on a run, and with 3 minutes to go, the Huskers 68, the Hawkeyes 63 in Iowa City. Nebraska finally able to come back. They've been playing catch-up the whole night. We're ready to go here. The ball is in the air. The opening tip, well, it's going to be grabbed out of the air by Riley Reinertsen. He'll kick it off on the wing to Fulmer, who's driving, but he has it tipped away, and the steal is made by DJ Mayfield. Reinertsen got way up in the air to win that tip back. Rojas for three, and he knocks it down. He had 30 against Ord on Tuesday night. NAB squares up and nails the three, and the Eagles have the first bucket of the basketball game. Could be a heck of a battle, Rojas and Reinertsen tonight, if they get their shooting touch like they did on Tuesday. 30 and 31 for those two. Reinertsen trying to post up, guarded by Erpelding. Swinging around the right-hand corner, and the pass is deflected out of bounds. So Wood River, three seniors, a sophomore, and a junior. Gibbon, they don't have a senior in the lineup, on the roster. This is a young, young team. And they have, as we said, been maturing as the season has progressed, like you would hope a young team will do, and give Paul Reinertsen credit. Really good basketball, looking to get one game short of 500 tonight. Reinertsen gets posted up. He's double-teamed. They kick it out. No shot there for Kenton. Gives it to Milks. Milks drives right baseline, off the glass and in. Ryan with the first bucket of the basketball game for Gibbon. 3-2 Wood River. Each team scoring on their opening possession, trying to trap Burkhardt in the backcourt. He'll back up, throw over the top to Rojas. Lob it backside. Erpelding fires it underneath the hoop. In traffic, the shot is up and in by 111. Good ball movement, good work, and good communication there by the Eagles. 5-2. Up the floor with it will be Luke Schuster. Wood River playing man-to-man defense here. Reinertsen posting up, gets it on the low block right side. They double team him. Elevates, shoots over the double team, and gets fouled. They flicked him on the wrist just enough to make it come up short. And Riley, who is one of the best free throw shooters in the state, will go to the line and shoot two. The foul was called on Mayfield. First foul of the game. And Reinertsen looking for his first point here. Just underway, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And as we say that, he clanks the first free throw off the heel. Second free throw now coming up for Reinertsen. And Riley puts this one up, and he missed them both. Rebounds brought down by DJ Mayfield. You can count on one hand in the last 2 years how many times Reinertsen has missed a pair of free throws. And up the floor comes Wood River. Rojas three, left-hand corner. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Nick Fulmer. Up the floor comes Gibbon with Fulmer. His pass is almost stolen away, and it ends up in Reinertsen's hands. Good hustle that time by Erpelding. In the left-hand corner, open three. Schuster decides to drive, runs right into Mayfield, lost the handle, and Gibbon loses the basketball. Up the floor, Erpelding. He's going to go around the defender. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Mayfield. Back up and in. It is 7-2 in favor of Wood River. And a couple of offensive putbacks here now for the Wood River Eagles. And in the front court with it is going to be Fulmer to Schuster. Playing around the perimeter here. Wood River playing a sagging man. Right-hand corner to Schuster. They've really put Reinertsen inside instead of outside. although he will pop up off a screen and try and get that three. Now he's got it. There's the three on the way. Boom. Riley Reinertsen hits the three-pointer, and Gibbon makes it 7-5. And Reinertsen, even when you got somebody all over him, elevates and scores. Burkhart, top of the circle, tries to dish it to Wardalevich. It's tipped right back to him, and we have got a blocking foul caught on the Buffaloes as Mayfield trying to drive in. And the foul is going to be called on Dakota Kenton, his first, and in the game, Garrett Stroh. Garrett Stroh checks in. We saw this freshman earlier in the season, pretty impressive the couple times we've seen him. Let's see if he can continue it here. First man off the bench for Gibbon. Blue River ball, Burkhart, three off the inbound. It's no good. The ball swatted all the way back out to him. And I think that was Erpelding that might have knocked it out there. Burkhart drives, kicks it, tried to get it to Wardalevich again. Kind of a couple lazy passes, and both times Milks has got a hand on it but hasn't been able to get the clean steal. Rojas with it on the right side of the key, playing against the given zone. Maybe more of a box and one here. Maybe more of a man-to-man. It's kind of a junker, and in the lane, the 12-footer is no good. Again, the ball is tipped out, and Wood River can't save it. Ends up in the hands of Riley Reinertsen. One on three. Reinertsen goes around everybody. Crossover layup is no good. Kenton had the rebound for a minute, and a foul call. Foul on Wood River or foul on Gibbon? Oh, no, foul on Kenton. So Kenton in the battle for the basketball got called for his second foul, and he's going to have to come out, and Ryan Newyear is going to check in. 4:17 to go, first quarter, Wood River 7 and Gibbon 5. Gibbon waits at half court, and then as the ball comes up, they try to trap the man of the ball. Long pass stolen away. Steal is made. 2-on-1. Milks leaves it off for Reinertsen, and he'll put it up and in and draw a lazy foul. A chance to take the lead. Wood River's first turnover, and the Gibbon defender, who was DJ Field, was standing there and then just kind of flicked him. Just had no reason to move that hand, and he did. And Reinertsen, he's got a chance for a three-point play, and now Mayfield with two fouls. So each team has a player with two fouls. And the free throw is up, and it is in. And Reinertsen now has six, and Gibbon has erased the early five-point lead, and they lead it 8-7. Midway through the first quarter of play, it's Wardalevich into the front court. Ball knocked away, Reinertsen. Reinertsen with the steal. Wood River back-to-back turnovers. Up ahead, a double dribble will be called. Good job there by the officiating crew, Todd Rosno's crew. As Newyear wasn't expecting it, got called for the double dribble. Third turnover here in the first quarter for Gibbon. 8-7, Wood River ball. Bounce pass to get through the pressure to Wardalevich. Right side of the key, forces his way through the double team. The shot's well off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Ryan. They want to run. Stroh to Reinertsen. Good no-look pass to the trailer Schuster, but it's knocked out of there. Wardalevich, and let's go the other way. Erpelding drive. Stops feet away and kicks it back out to the trailer. Burkhart to Rojas and back up top. When Burkhart lobs it into the corner, overload on the left side. 8-7 Gibbon with their first lead of the game. Wood River swings it to the right side here, trying to get a shot away. They've had a couple of turnovers. And another foul called here on Luke Schuster. Schuster was bodying up all over Erpelding. Coach Reinertsen thought he was playing good defense, but he kept hipping him, kept giving him the hip, giving him the hip, giving him the hip. Can't keep doing it. And Schuster with his first foul. And so Wood River will throw the ball in. Erpelding gets it up top to Burkhart. Backs up between the circles, drives right side. Swings it over to Rojas. Long three for AB. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Long rebound is kicked back out to him. They'll get another opportunity. So Rojas hit the first three. They've missed three in a row. Skip pass Erpelding. Stroh knocks him, knocks into him and makes him pass the ball. Gareth doing a good job blocking the baseline. Wood River trapped in the corner. And a timeout called here. They're trying to get the officials' attention. And a full-length timeout will be taken here by the Eagles. So they got off to a good start. They've struggled here over the last couple of minutes, and with 2:46 to go first quarter, Gibbon 8, Wood River 7 on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
We're back after the Wood River timeout. They trail 8-7 with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter after jumping out 7-2. Trying to figure out exactly what they're doing defensively here for Gibbon. It's given them all kinds of problems. The simplest pass is now being turned over. Just trying to play catch out front. The turnover is made down low. They get it underneath. Turn around, jumper blocked. Into the ball game is Trey Rock. Blocks the shot of Ryan Newyear. And so Wood River will get the ball back. They've got to find out this zone trap from Gibbon, though. Get it to Erpelding. He drives, triple-teamed. Kicks it out to Burkhart. Swings it over to Rojas. Trying to get it backside to Woodlevich. Knocked out of his hands. And another steal. Getting a hand on it was Ryan Milks. Up the floor to Milks. Two on two. And Burkhart's there to knock. He blocks it out of there. And another Gibbon turnover. So Gibbon is forcing turnovers and giving them right back. Erpelding, right-hand corner. Overload that side. Rojas is wide open at the top. They're trying to find Roth. Now Rojas comes out and takes it 30 feet away from the hoop. To 111, good bounce pass to Erpelding. Nine-footer good. Dakota Erpelding, the fourth different Eagle to score, and they regain the lead. 9-8, a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Here's Reinertsen, dribbled off his foot, but it ends up in the hands of Newyear. Right back to Reinertsen, who they lost sight of after he dribbled off his foot, and the layup is good. 8 of the 10 points now for Riley Reinertsen, so he's off to another good start, and an unforced turnover here for Wood River. They dribble it off their foot and out of bounds, and here comes Matt Renault, 6-foot freshman in. Back to Iowa City, 73-71 Nebraska, just under 2 minutes to go. Here we've got a ton of dignitaries in the house. Bobby Benfelt is here. Bobby Godverson. Of course, Jimmy Skeen is here. Three-pointer on the way and a foul to go along with it. Quick shot by Schuster, and he's going to get three free throws. Mike Kenton here. Chuck Friesick here. We've got a good crowd on hand as these two towns just about 12 miles apart. By the time you drive through Shelton, probably another two. Depends which side of town you're driving from. The foul's on Quinn Burkhart, his first. And the free throw is on the way and in. Schuster with his first point, 11-9. He gets three as he was fouled on the 20-foot jumper. Second free throw, it's good. And in for the Buffaloes is Jared Dorzinski, 5'11 sophomore. So on the floor, you have got Dorzinski, Reinertsen, Schuster at the line, Stroh, and Milks. And all three free throws are good for Luke Schuster. And he'll check out. And TJ Hilker, another freshman, is in. So Gibbon is now up 4, 13-9. They are on an 11-2 run here from Wood River. Minute to go. Quarter number one, top of the circle, and too many people were open for Quinn Burkhart, and he had to pick one, and while he was deciding, he was still walking with the ball. So turnover number six for the Eagles. Just under a minute to go now here in the first quarter of play as Stroh brings it up. Gareth goes to the right side, met there by Matt Renault, gives it off to Ryan Milks. Milks into the corner, Reinertsen for three, and it's good. He's 2 for 2 from downtown. Reinertsen continues to light it up. It's 16-9, so how quickly the momentum has changed here on the Buffalo's home court. Burkhart across the timeline to Renault. Uses his dribble to Rojas. Rojas into the right-hand corner to Erpelding. Erpelding fouled again Gibbon is hipping up. Paul Ironson is saying, "What? These aren't fouls," and he is talking to the official, Garrett Stroh. His first, 14th foul. And Wood River will throw it in from the corner. Erpeling gets it out to Rojas. They have got on him since he nailed the threes. He's kind of backs up looking for more. Now he'll drive to the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound Renault back up and in. Matt with the offensive putback, and the Eagles finally get something going. 16 to 11, 10 seconds to go. Stroh up the floor right side. Stops, gets it to Reinertsen. You know he's going to take that shot unless he can drive and dish. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, long three off the pick. Why not? It's like throwing a marble into the ocean for Riley Reinertsen. 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. And he scored 15 in the first quarter. After one, it's Gibbon 19, Wood River 11 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Gibbon High School. We are ready to get the second quarter underway. Wood River will get the ball. They trail at 19 to 11. They start with a three in the corner, and Rojas hits it. Started the game with a three, and he starts the second quarter with a three, and that cuts the lead down to five. They were up. Wood River was five early on. 19-14, three-pointer. And is floated too strong. No good by Milks. And the rebound will be run down by Quinn Burkhart. 14 for Riley Reinertsen into the first quarter. On the other side, Rojas now has the 2-3, 6 points. Turnover, 6 Wood River, 5 Gibbon. Rebounds, 5 Wood River, 3 Gibbon. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 Gibbon. Wood River did not attempt one. Rojas, 3-pointer. Another contact shot's no good. Offensive rebound. Erpeling is there for the putback. Dakota Erpeling with his second bucket, and back-to-back buckets to start the second quarter here. Eagles cuts the lead from 8-3, 19-16, a minute to gone here in the second quarter. Reinertsen right side, Wood River man-to-man, off the pick is back over to Fulmer. Nick takes the jumper from 12, too strong. Fight for the ball, and Fulmer I think is going to get called. Let's see what the call is here. There we go, travel on Gibbon. Well, didn't matter what they called. It should have been Wood River's ball. I thought maybe we were going to get a foul there, but a walk and no problem. Dakota Kenton, 2 fouls for Gibbon. DJ Mayfield, 2 fouls for Wood River in the early going. So they were on the bench for a while and still are. Right now they try to skip it over, and somehow it ends up in the hands of Trey Roth. His 10-footer is no good, though, and Riley Reinertsen grabs his second rebound. Outlet pass is tipped out of bounds. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Wood River survived Gibbon 52-38. We'll tell you more about it at halftime, but we will tell you now that Kelly Bossert had 27, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks. Multiple subs, and now Gibbon to play the ball in, and it looks like Stroh and then four runners are in there. The only guy down is Nick Fulmer. So Milks, Reinertsen, Stroh, Schuster, Kenton. Reinertsen trap left-hand corner, jump pass up top, Stroh. Trying to take Wodelewicz, drives. Ooh, the ball knocked out of his hands. They're going to call a foul. Wodelewicz had a lot of the basketball. Let's see if that's who they call it on. Maybe not. Yeah, they gave the foul to Matt Renault, his first and the team's fourth. The shot was blocked by Wodelewicz. Now off the inbounds, another foul on Wood River. And this is going to be on Quinn Burkhart, his second. And at the line will be Riley Reinertsen. He's one of three at the line and 14 already after he put down 31 against Kearney Catholic, averaging over 23 points a game, I believe, at last check, but struggling for some reason tonight at the line. He missed that one. 19-16 Gibbons, 6:50 here in the first half. Reinertsen's second free throw is good. The first point of the second quarter for Gibbons. 15 for him, 20 as the team, 20-16. And Burkhardt in the backcourt picks his dribble up to Rojas. Now they get into the front court to Matt Renault. Kick it back out, trying to drive as Rojas on the block into a double team to 111. Tried it again, it's too well covered. The ball is away. Fast break the other way. Reinertsen got it up to Milton from behind. It's knocked away by Rojas and out of bounds. Now in for Wood River is Damian Martinez, the 5'5 freshman. And checking out will be Rojas for a breather. Rojas had 30 points Tuesday at Orr. Inbounds pass, Reinertsen, three. He missed one. He's now 3 of 4. Long rebound to Burkhardt. Quinn will slow it up as he brings it across the timeline now. Picks up the dribble penetration. Trying to stay away from the double team. Gives it over to Martinez into the corner. Open is Erpelding. 11-footer good. 6 points now for Dakota Erpelding. 20-18. Gibbons' lead has been cut from 8-2. Reinertsen, a little shake and bake, goes to the baseline. Stroh in traffic, throws an off-balance jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Matt Renault. Had a chance to tie or even take the lead back here with a three for Wood River. 20-18 Buffs. They extend that zone trap, and Wood River still hasn't figured it out. If they try to throw over the top, Reinertsen takes it away. Now they break it underneath. Reverse layup won't go for 111. Out of bounds. And it was off of Gibbons, but they call a foul on Wood River. And it's going to be on Damian Martinez, his first. Sixth team foul on Wood River. Four have been called on Gibbons. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats. We'll recap the girls' game, let you know what else is going on. Look at the Lou Platt Conference brackets. Sandy Creek Sutton right now playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kenton gets it into the corner. Stroh now on the low block right side. There's Reinertsen. All but one of the Wood River defenders is there, and he still scores. 17 for Riley Reinertsen, 22-18. Up the floor, Wood Elevich. He'll run. He'll shoot. It'll hit the front of the rim. It will not go. And Dakota Kenton will grab the rebound. Up to Reinertsen. Pull up three in transition. That one is no good. Rebound brought down by Wood Elevich. That would have been a big bucket. Get the lead back up to 7 and erase all the work Wood River on the first 3 minutes of the quarter. Martinez in the front court. Couple of dribbles. Reinertsen, they try to trap him. He needs help. And it's stripped out of his hands. Here comes Reinertsen. One-on-one. Burkhardt got ahead of him. And then they're going to call a walk on Reinertsen. Burkhardt ran in front of him. So really kind of took that stutter dribble and took a late first step. It looked weird. I don't know if it was a walk or not, but they call it one. And Gibbons' first turnover of the second quarter. 22-18 Buffaloes midway through quarter two. Exactly 4 minutes to go. Burkhardt, skip pass for Rojas. Touch pass down to 111. He hooks his man. He dives, and Stroh is there on the foul. Second on Garrett. Fifth on the team. And at the line shooting two is going to be Matt Wodolevich. These will be the first free throws of the basketball game for Wood River. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is bouncing around and goes in. It didn't want to real bad, but it finally fell through. Here comes TJ Hilker in. Final from Iowa City, Nebraska 79, Iowa 73. So the Huskers pick up their third conference win. 111 is up, and it is in. 4 points now for Matt. 22-20 is your score. Update on the Husker women here in just a little bit. Back into the front court comes giving off a couple of picks, but not taking the shot. Luke Schuster drives right side, hands it off there to Hilker. Hilker can't get it inside. Too much height from Wood River on him. Reinertsen takes it weak side. Good pass back door to Kenton, but he didn't look to shoot. Back out top, Schuster. Gibbons doesn't have a lot of shooters. They've got guys that can get you a layup, get you an offensive putback, but when it comes to taking a jump shot or taking that shot, Gibbons only got Reinertsen and two or three others. Up top with it, Reinertsen back to Schuster. 22-20 Gibbons, 3:10 remains here in the first half of play. Good defense here by Wood River. Long possession for the Buffaloes off the pick. The shot is going to be up, and it is going to be in and out. Schuster, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Renault. Good defense that time down the floor. Great defense that time for Wood River. Rojas fakes the three, gives it to Erpelding. Fade away from 10, no good. Foul on the rebound on Wood River. We'll be shooting free throws. And it's going to be on Matt Wodolewicz, his first and the seventh team foul of the game. In women's basketball, halftime, Nebraska 30, Iowa 17. At the line, shooting a 1-1 here will be Luke Schuster. 3 for 3 at the line. He was fouled on a three-point bucket in the first quarter and made them all. And the first free throw, front end of the 1-1 is good. So Schuster earning his keep right now from the charity stripe. 23-20. Second free throw is good. So Schuster hits them both. He's got 5, 24-20 in favor of the Buffaloes. Ball nearly stolen away, and an over and back here called on Wood River. Even though the ball was tipped, I'm not sure they saw that. That was one of those where the Wood River defender or Wood River offensive player jumped in the air and had not landed in the front court by the time he had caught the ball. So turnover number 9 for the Eagles. And Reinertsen has it between the circles. Quickly gives it off on the left wing. Hilker back over to Reinertsen, guarded by Erpelding. Off the pick, 3, top of the key, and he made his first 3. He's missed his next 3. Offensive rebound, Hilker. Back up, won't crawl over the rim. And the rebound tipped out to Burkhardt. He wants to run, but the numbers aren't there. So he'll slow it up. Lost the ball to Rojas. 3, no good. So neither team hitting from downtown. Rebound pulled down by Milks. Outlet pass nearly stolen, and then Rojas commits the foul, going after it again. First foul on A.D. Rojas, and we'll to the other end and shoot a 1-1 here with T.J. Hilker. The freshman knows I got a chance to score. I hustled to the line. 2:11 to go before half. 24-20 Gibbons. And already a seesaw affair. Wood River jumped out 5 right out of the gate, then given up 8 at the end of the quarter. Cut to 2, and now back up to 4 and trying to add more here. Hilker, front end of the 1, and no good. Long rebound. Wojtylewicz has his second. Matt to Burkhardt. Up ahead, they'll go to Erpelding. He's double-teamed, needs some help, finds the baseline. Rojas, open 7-footer. Oh, everything would go in. All the way around and out, and Reinertsen grabs his third rebound. Ugh. Up the floor, Reinertsen. They tried to set a pick on Erpelding. He's doing what he can. Now pick and roll underneath. Here's the jumper. New Year up and in, and he draws the foul. Assist to Reinertsen. Bucket to New Year, his first. 26-20. The foul is on Matt Renault, his second. 19th foul. And a chance at a three-point play here. New Year, his first free throw of the game. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us. And the free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Dakota Erpelding, his third, to go along with 6 points. Tied with Rojas for the team lead. They have a pair of threes for him. Dish it off or no. A lot of contact underneath. Shot doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Reinertsen. And again, kind of out of control on both ends there. And that's probably why you didn't get the foul. Ball's tipped out of bounds. So Gibbons will inbound front court. And to throw it in will be Ryan Milks. Milks tosses it in between the circles. Other dignitaries, Jeff Anderson here tonight. Kind of set with a crazy crowd over there, though. We better watch out. Off the pick, fadeaway 3. Reinertsen left corner, good. Riley Reinertsen, 6 in the quarter and 20 in the game. And the lead is back out to 9. A 7-0 run here for Gibbons to go up by 9. And now a reach-in foul on the Buffaloes as they went for the steal. Going to be on Ryan New Year. His first, just the 6th team foul. So Wood River will inbound to basketball with 1:02 to go before halftime. Get it into Burkhardt. Trying to lob it in the corner to Rojas underneath 111. He's there. He missed a short jumper. He got his own rebound. He's fouled. And all of a sudden, Wood River not able to get a couple of short shots to go. And the foul will be on Luke Schuster, his second. And to shoot two will be 111. Two for two, 4 points, three rebounds, one block. And the free throw is good. Subbing into the basketball game will be Nick Fulmer. And Schuster will check out. No need picking up a third foul before the end of the half. Second free throw now for Wood Elevich. On the way, and it's bouncing around. Won't go this time. Rebound brought down by Reinertsen, his game-high fifth. Riley will trot the ball up the floor uncontested. Front court with 45 seconds to go here in the half. 29-21 Gibbon. Holding the ball is going to be New Year. Back over to Milks. Just running their weave, five game, so many different names for it. Either a back pick for a layup or they're going to play for the last shot. Screen away, screen away, screen away. 25 seconds to go. Milks with it. Out between the circles, gives it to Fulmer. Remember, Reinertsen canned a three at the end of the first quarter. Looking for more here. It's in his hands with 15. Gibbon wants a timeout. They haven't used one yet, so they want to set up a play. It's our first timeout of the game by Gibbon. 13 seconds to go in the first half. 29-21. We'll be right back.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Only 13 seconds remain here in the first half of play. 29-21, Gibbon leading at home against Wood River. Buffaloes called the timeout to set up this final play, they hope, for the half. Reinertsen well away from the ball. They inbound it to Schuster. Schuster gets it to the high pick here. That is going to be Reinertsen. Then right back to Schuster. Reverse layup. No good. Pulled down by Wood Elevich. 2 seconds, 1 second. Erpelding's long three at the horn. Almost banked it in from 28 feet. But that is the end of the first half of play. And your score, the Gibbon Buffaloes 29 and the Wood River Eagles 21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, first half stats, Husker updates, a recap of the girls' game, and a whole lot more. Stay with us here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from Gibbon. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, 29-21 in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes. We're going to be joined here by Wood River girls coach Darren Parlin after a 52-38 victory earlier tonight against the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 block shots in the game for Kelly Bossert. 10 points for Alexis Burkhart. The other three starters all had 5 points apiece. On the other side for Gibbon tonight, they were led by Melissa Baker with 12, Micah Stahl with 10. And Coach Parlin joins us as they get ready to head into the conference tournament. And Coach, saw you last week play outside of a few too many turnovers. I know that's what you'll say, but outside of that, the flow to the game was so much different than tonight. It just didn't seem like your girls could get anything started and run away with this one. And to Gibbons' credit, their style of play and their defense tonight kind of kept you in check. If I would have called this game again and looked up at the scoreboard, I would have, it was 28-19 final tonight. It didn't seem like there was that much offense.
No, we couldn't get into any sort of offensive rhythm. Gibbons does a great job with that. They are a scrappy bunch. And they, you know, to their credit, they're going to make you play their type of ball. And, you know, if we could have hit some, we had some open looks early that we missed that, you know, you hit those and you kind of break it out open a little bit, but we couldn't get to that point.
Yeah, slow the will a little bit, get the confidence kind of snap, but it didn't happen. And you still had Kelly Bossert to lean on tonight. I saw the shots fell a little bit better for you last week over at Shelton, especially from three-point range. And then you could put some pressure on, maybe make a couple steals. But tonight, Bossert has another big game, and it just seems like she continues to get better and better. A double-double's a given anymore.
Yeah, she's solid, obviously. We've just got to learn that not just that sometimes we get caught just watching Kelly sometimes and expecting that she's going to show up and, you know, score 20-plus points, and which is great because she does that quite often. But we've got some other girls that are extremely capable on the offensive end, and, you know, we're looking to put that together. But, yeah, obviously she's pretty special.
How would you describe where your team's at? We joked about it a little bit before the game. I mentioned it a couple times on the air. I think if I added right the eight losses, the teams are 109-18. Seven of the eight are rated either when you played them or still are at this exact moment. The loss to Ord, they're 11-5. You got to play them again on Tuesday. I wouldn't say you play to the level of your competition because you're beating the teams you're supposed to, and you play all these other rated teams. What's it going to take to get over the hump?
You know, we had a win earlier in the year that I thought would get us over the hump. We beat Blue Hill, and Blue Hill's got a very nice team. And it's just, you know, the girls have to believe, and we talked to them quite a bit about, it seems like the coaches may believe just a bit more than they do. And it's not like that they don't believe, it's just that they're about 50-50. And I think part of that is the growing up process, the maturation of a basketball player too.
Only a couple of seniors on this team, as we said, and now you get ready for the conference tournament, so you're very familiar with Ord. You got to go to their place again. What do you got to do differently this time to get two more games next week?
Well, we've got to give ourselves a chance. We were down 10-2 or 10-0, 2.5 minutes into the game, and against an athletic team like Ord, you can't do that. And we were getting, you know, we're not going to grow from here between here and next week. I mean, they're 5'9", 5'10", but when you play those teams, you can't get beat off the dribble and then have to combat their height, you know, advantage. So we've got some things, and I think the girls believe a little bit. So we're looking forward to going up there and giving them a little better challenge than we did the other night.
We talked about the number of kids that you played last week, and we talked with Shelton about the number of kids they played. At this point, you have to hope you're able to bring some kids in. Now, nobody off the bench scored tonight, but that doesn't mean that they didn't come in and do something. How do you feel about that going into the conference tournament?
You know, you by this time, you pretty much have your roles set up. And, you know, I've got girls coming off the bench that they know that scoring is not necessarily what we're asking them to do. And that is one place in particular that Kelly Bossart does take that pressure off of some kids that are coming in. We just ask them to play good defense, try to not turn the ball over, and just really bust their butts.
Well, Darren, congratulations on the win for the girls tonight. To be able to go to Ord and play twice in 1 week, get there early, take it all in, relax, and enjoy the great city.
That what a special place to go to the home of Doug Duda. That is,
if you're going to play on the road, you just as well go someplace great.
To your motherland.
Coach, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Hopefully,
a lot.
We'll see you next
thanks
Thursday.
A lot, Doug.
Take care. We'll take a break here and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Quick rundown of the first half stats for Wood River. Quinn Burkhardt, 3 rebounds and a block. A.B. Rojas, 6 points, a rebound. Matt Wedelevich, 5 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Dakota Erpelding, 6 points, 3 rebounds. D.J. Mayfield, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Matt Renault, 2 points, 3 rebounds. 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, Wood River, 21 points, 16 rebounds. 3 of 4 at the free throw line, all from Wedelevich. 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 9 turnovers. For Gibbon, Ryan Milks, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen, 20 points, 5 rebounds. TJ Hilker and Nick Fulmer have a rebound. Luke Schuster, 5 points, 5 of 5 at the line. Dakota Kenton has a rebound, and Ryan Newyear has one bucket for 2 points. 19 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 7 out of 12 from the free throw line, 4 of 8 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. At the half, Gibbon leads Wood River 29-21, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Gibbon. Thanks to Jeff Montgomery and the entire crew here at Gibbon for their hospitality. The Buffaloes will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading this basketball game 29-21. Reinertsen off the pick, top of the key, thought about the three, instead swings it over to Schuster. Ball fake, baseline, off balance, shot no good, rebound Kenton. Can't get a shot because he is trapped by the trees. Then the ball gets knocked away, and here comes Wood River. Rojas trying to go all the way. Numbers aren't there. Dropped it. Got it back. Dropped it again. We're going to get a jump ball. It will be Wood River's. So a hectic first 30 seconds here to our basketball game. Second half. Earlier tonight, the Nebraska men, a 79-73 win over Iowa. Wood River ball now underneath their own hoop. Erpelding has to go to the outlet up top. In Quinn Burkhardt, who has yet to score in the contest. Burkhardt draws the double team and trying to throw through it. It's picked off by Nick Fulmer. Fulmer up ahead to Reinertsen. Reinertsen, tough shot. Good defense that time by Rojas. Made him miss. And the rebound brought down by Erpelding. He had to do a double clutch reverse layup and couldn't score. Erpelding with it. Erpelding drives right side of the key, kicks it off to Rojas. They've limited his looks here lately. To Erpelding in the paint, good look. Shot from six is good. Nice pass that time. If he can't shoot the three, Rojas, he finds Erpelding, and Dakota now leads the team with 8. First bucket of the second half, a minute in. It's 29-23. Gibbon maintaining the lead. Reinertsen off the pick. The three is too strong. Rebound high in the air. Rojas grabs his second of the ball game. And here comes Wood River. They were down 8 at the end of the first quarter. Cut it to 2. Trying to get a start like that here in the third quarter. Here's Burkhardt. There's a seam. He drives. He draws the contact. He dishes it to Wedelevich for the layup, but it's good. 7 for Matt. All started there with Burkhardt. He could have forced the shot, but made the nice pass. 29-25, Gibbon by four. It'll be Milks back up top to Fulmer and off to Reinertsen. Tried the pick and roll. Kenton's covered. Right-hand corner, three-pointer. Fulmer, he's fouled. He hit it. Wojna Levitch got there. He tried to stop and just turn and box him out, and he lost his balance and bowled him over. A chance for a four-point play. Second foul on Wojna Levitch, and Nick Fulmer hits his first bucket of the ball game. It's a three with a chance to make it four. The rare four-point play opportunity. Free throw up. Good. And Fulmer gets them all. 33-25. An eight-point lead. With 6:05 to go here in the third quarter. Foul situation. Got quite a few players with two. And Rojas will run down the long pass. Back up top, Burkhardt tipped away. Reinertsen. Oh, they say it wasn't tipped. It's an over and back. So a turnover, Wood River. 11th turnover, Wood River. Foul situation. These players have two. Quinn Burkhardt, Matt Wojtylewicz, DJ Mayfield, Matt Renault. And since Mayfield got that second foul, he has been a non-factor, although he's starting the second half. For Gibbon, Strome, Schuster, Kenton all have two. Low block here, Reinertsen. This time there's too many Wood River hands, and they steal it away. Eighth turnover for the Buffaloes. Up the floor comes Burkhardt. Kicks it to the trailer. Rojas can't get a shot. Ball thrown away. Wood River with their third turnover here in the quarter. Todd Rosno and his crew back here. See them quite often, obviously, in this part of the country, out of the Hastings area. Back up top, Gibbon with it, trying to extend the lead. Back cut, Reinertsen, layup, good assist, Ryan Milks, 22 for Reinertsen, coming off the 31-point performance here Tuesday. But Milks, perfect pass. And it's back up to 9, 34-25, equaling the largest lead of the night for the Buffaloes. Wood River to the baseline. They get it to Mayfield. Passes to the cutter, Wojtylewicz. As he elevates, he'll be fouled. And Matt goes to the line. He is the only Eagle to shoot free throws tonight. Foul is on Dakota Kenton, his third. So it looks like he'll come out, and Ryan Newyear will see some more playing time. Dakota hasn't had a whole lot of luck tonight. He had two early, and now he picks up his third 3 minutes into the second half. Wojtylewicz to shoot two free throws. And the six-foot senior puts it up and in. 8 points now for Matt. Newyear in, Kenton out. Don't forget tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, Sandy Creek at Kearney Catholic. Doubleheader begins at 6. And the free throw on the way, and it's no good. Offensive rebound, though, sneaking around. T.J. Mayfield is right there for the putback. And a three-point trip to River. They put the points up on the wrong side of the board, 35-28, and now Gibbon travels with a basketball. 4:54 to go here in the third quarter of play as they try to adjust the score clock. Should be 35-28. And Wood River with the ball, and again, Reinertsen elevates and tips and steals it on that trap, and now he'll score. Riley Reinertsen makes it 37-28. Baseball pass the other way. Pull-up jumper is Mayfield. It's no good. Got his own rebound. Reverse layup is no good. Then it goes all the way out to Reinertsen. One-on-one. Dribbles around. One man gets fouled by the second. A.B. Rojas with his second personal foul. And are they going to let us have some free throws? Yes, they will. Obviously for Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen has actually struggled at the line tonight. He is just 2 of 5, but 24.6 rebounds. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. 38-28. They still haven't fixed the scoreboard. Reinertsen now to shoot a second free throw. On the way, no good. Rebound brought down by DJ Mayfield, his fifth. He quickly finds number two, Quinn Burkhardt. Breaks the pressure, gets it to Mayfield. Left corner, skip pass out to Rojas. Quickly gets it to Erpelding. Erpelding covered, blanketed by Fulmer. Tries to dribble out of there, gets it to Rojas. Wood River has yet to get a three away here in the third quarter, and Rojas, that's what he likes. There he's open. Now he fires A.B. up. Ball off the iron. No good. And the rebound brought down by Reinertsen with a foul as they try to grab the loose ball. 4 minutes to go, 38-28. 4:01 to go. .350 to go here in the third quarter of play. 37-28, three-pointer on the way. It is too strong, Ryan Milks. And a rebound brought down by Dakota Erpelding. Into the front court they come. With the basketball is Quinn Burkhart. Across the timeline. Swings it into the corner. And the shot is going to be put up on a baseline. No good. And they get tied up as they come to the floor. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Gibbon. Jared Dorzinski and TJ Mayfield. .330 to go. Third quarter. Scoreboard says 37-28. I got 38-28. We'll see if they change that. Here's another three. It's on the way. No good by Fulmer. Rebound Rojas. He brings the ball all the way up the floor. Tries to make a nifty bounce pass, but it's kicked out of bounds. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. They say that was not a three-point bucket. It was a two-point bucket on that foul, so that's where we did not have the score right. So 37-28, Wood River basketball. So trying to get that worked out while we're doing a couple other things. 37-28, Gibbon. So they changed that up. They had it, then they took it down. And now let's give you an update on Nebraska women's basketball. Iowa starting to make a little run. They were down by 13 at half. It's 42-33, Nebraska, 10.5 to go in the game. Earlier tonight in the men's game, Nebraska was down the whole first half, most of the second. They rallied and won it, 79-73 at Iowa. Oscar have a week off till they go to Northwestern. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Wood River won it 52-38. Stroh for three, top of the key, no good, and a push-off called on Jared Dorzinski. He shoved Renault to the ground. Gibbon now 0 of 3 from three-point land here in the quarter, 4 of 11. But Wood River has been able to make a move. It's still a 9-point game. 2:30 to go, third quarter of play. Don't forget, next Monday and Tuesday, we'll be in Loomis both nights for opening round action to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Then next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from St. Paul, all the La Platte Conference games as the pass deflected away Milks. So all of a sudden, everybody is getting a hand on the basketball. Inbounds pass comes to Renault, partially blocked by Riley Reinertsen. Up the floor, he comes with the ball, and he's going to be fouled on the way up by Quinn Burkhart. Third on Quinn. And a couple of free throws again coming up for Riley Reinertsen. 5 in the quarter, 25 in the game for Reinertsen. Started with 14 in the first quarter as Gibbon turned an early 5-point deficit into an 8-point first quarter lead. Free throw up, good. Fourth made free throw for Reinertsen tonight. He is 4 of 8. Now trying to get above 50% tonight from the line. On the way, and it's good. So Riley hits them both, and that'll make it 39-28, the biggest lead of the night for Gibbon. 2:10 to go here in quarter number 3. Wood River with just 7 points in the quarter. Reinertsen almost picked the pocket of Rojas, but now they got a 5-on-4 underneath to Erpelding. Long pass. He'll put it up and in. 10 points now for Dakota. So when Gibbon gambles and doesn't come up with the steal, they lose numbers, and Wood River has made him pay 3 or 4 times. Up top of the circle, Luke Schuster. Get it over to Dorzinski. Into the hands of Stroh. Pulls up from the free throw line. Jumper is in and out. No good. Rojas with his fourth rebound. It's taken away from him. Wood River wanted a foul, didn't get the call. And then Rojas blocks the shot of Jared Dorzinski, who made the initial steal. 39-30 Gibbon. 1:35 to go here in the third quarter of play. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbound to Reinertsen. He fights off a couple of defenders out on the shot. Just a simple back cut there on the inbounds. Wood River knew it was coming and couldn't get in his way. The foul is on Damian Martinez, who just got in there, his second. And Reinertsen's free throw attempt is on the way and in. So starting to settle down from the line is Reinertsen, and Gibbon keeping that comfortable 10 to 11 point lead. Second free throw, Reinertsen is up, and it is in. 9 in the quarter, 29 already in the game for Riley Reinertsen. Wood River keeps picking up their dribble in the backcourt, and now an over and back on Wood River. So a 15th turnover on from Wood River, who has kind of lost it right now, their mojo. They just haven't been able to get it going. They had a nice start exchanging baskets, what's given to start the quarter, but haven't been able to hang with them, and they have fallen down by 11 now. A minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. Gibbons trapping defense has just really threw them out of kilter. And now just screening away right now are Gibbons, almost like they're playing for the last shot. There was 15 left, still a minute to go in the quarter. Reinertsen has the ball in his hand, back up to Stroh. Also in there is Dorzynski and Milks and Schuster. And Schuster now has it wide on the left side of the key. Back up between the circles. They'll go to Burkhart, or excuse me, to Milks. 40 seconds to go. And now a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be called on Matt Wodilewicz. That'll be his third. He was trying to fight through a screen, and they said he pushed off. His third and the team's sixth of the half. 38 seconds to go. Wood River wants to sub in. Here comes Trey Roth, 6 foot senior, and Wodilewicz will take a breather for the rest of the quarter. And to inbound it will be Milks. Milks gets it in to the right wing to Schuster, but there was absolutely nothing set up on the inbounds play. Now they may well play for the last shot. We've whittled it down to 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Reinertsen again kicks out top, takes the ball. He'll leave it off for Milks. 20 seconds to go. Just play and catch, making sure that they're running off the screens. Schuster grabs the ball, checks the clock. 15 seconds to go. 41-30. Gibbon trying for that last shot here of the third quarter. They have the first and second. 6 seconds to go. Milks, they're trying to find Reinertsen. Left-hand corner, long three, no good. And the ball is rebounded by Renault as the quarter comes to an end. After three, the Gibbon Buffaloes 41 and the Wood River Eagles 30. We're back with more after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And we are back here at Gibbon. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. As we get ready for the fourth quarter of play, it is 41-30 in favor of the Buffaloes. 29 of those 41 coming from their all-conference standout, Riley Reinertsen. The sophomore had 31 Tuesday. And for Wood River, 10 for Dakota Erpelding leads the five players that have scored. So some work to do for Wood River as they turned it over a few more times in that third quarter. They're 2 of 8 from 4 of 12 free throws. Gibbon 13 of 19. Wood River 4 of 6. All of those from Wodilewicz. Wood River gets the ball to start the fourth quarter and just about threw it over and back. Instead, it's going to be knocked out of bounds. For the Gibbon boys, they have to play back here at home tomorrow against Fillmore Central. For Wood River, they get back into the conference tournament, where they play Ord on Monday night. Here's a jumper, up and in. Rojas got inside the arc, gets his first bucket of the second half. 41-32, eight in the ball game now for A.B. Rojas. Wood River has gotten off to a good start in each quarter. They've scored the first bucket in each quarter. But they cannot catch up at the moment. They're going to have a long way to go. Driving in, the shot is going to be no good for Dorzinski. But he is fouled and gets a chance for his first points of the basketball game. The foul is going to be called on Wood River's Trey Roth. His first, seventh foul of the half on Wood River. Two have been called on Gibbon. Nobody has four, but Burkhardt and Wojtylewicz have three for Wood River. And Kenton has three for Gibbon. Free throw is no good by the sophomore Dorzinski. Also in there is Hilker, Milks, Schuster, and, of course, Reinerton. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by the man who committed the foul, Roth. Up to Rojas, and going too quick, he threw it behind Dakota Erpelding. Turnover number 16 for Wood River. Gibbon has nine so far in the basketball game. Also tonight, we've got college or high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, Sandy Creek Sutton. Also, 1230 KHAS, PlatteRiverPreps.com, following St. Cecilia at the Centennial Conference Tournament. Girls played tonight, the boys tomorrow. Nebraska's lead trimmed to four at home, 46-42. Reinertsen, top of the key, long three is good. 32 for Riley Reinertsen to the first three of the second half here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Out the other end, driving in. Reno, layup good. Foul to go along with it. Matt's second bucket of the basketball game. Chance at a three-point play. The foul is on Jared Dorzinski, his second. Just the third of the half here. And now back into the ball game, Dakota Kenton for Gibbon. And for the first time tonight, somebody not named Matt Wojtylewicz goes to the line for Wood River. Puts it up. No good, and the rebound falls down into the hands of Dakota Kenton, his third of the game. Up the floor come the Buffaloes. Top of the circle with it is Hilker. Back to Reinertsen, 28 feet away, trying to get the pick and roll. He's covered, kicks it off to Schuster on the right wing against the man-to-man. Back to Reinertsen, right side of the key, up 10, 6.5 to go. Off balance three, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Ryan Reinertsen with his fifth three of the night. They look off balance, but he squares up. 13-point lead, the biggest to the night. Now reaching at the other end. Foul is going to be on Gibbons. Luke Schuster, his third. Back in, Burkhardt and Wojtylewicz. And for Gibbon, Gareth Stroh. 35 for Riley Reinertsen. I think the school record's way up there, if I remember right at Gibbon, but that's 35. You don't see that every day, even from Riley. Inbounds pass out towards midcourt to Rojas. He'll give it to Burkhardt into the corner to Renault. Lost his balance. Got tipped back out. Rojas, three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound put back up. Renault missed it, and then it's kicked out of bounds off Gibbon. So battling in there, just a freshman. And Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Lobbing out on the wing. Rojas up top, Burkhardt trying to set up Erpelding for three. Takes the three, hits the three. The first three of the game for Dakota Erpelding. 13 points for him. The lead back down to 10. Fast break the other way. A little room for Milks. Decides not to attack. Kicks it back out. Reinertsen, who will attack. The runner comes up short that time. Rebound, 111. And then he's fouled as they try to knock it away from him. The foul on Riley Reinertsen is his first. You don't see Riley get frustrated very often, but he didn't get the shot that he wanted and then tried to get the ball back. 15 fouls, so no free throws yet. 47-37, Gibbon 5:45 to go. Wojtylewicz way out on the left wing. He's double-teamed, gives it off to Burkhardt. Rojas, they got him in the corner, but they go the other way to Erpelding, who passes up the shot to Wojtylewicz. Working on him, Hilker. Matt uses up his dribble, kicks it out farther away to Burkhardt. Back to the corner, Wojtylewicz. Just playing catch over there on the right wing. Don't know what they're looking for right now. There's not a lot of movement. Driving, back cut, Erpelding off his hands, out of bounds. Well, they worked a long time to get that play, and they could not execute. And back in is DJ Mayfield. Plenty of timeouts left in the game. Each team has four. And you're listening to the Loup Platte Conference basketball action here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Earlier tonight, Wood River Girls, a 52-38 win over Gibbon. Kelly Bossert, 27 points, 10 rebounds. As they throw over the press, a layup for Dakota Kenton, and Gibbon takes advantage. Kenton with his first bucket. Wood River put on the pressure, and Gibbon had no problem. It was actually 2-on-none at the other end. 49-37. They get it inside to Mayfield. Mayfield is stripped by Reinertsen, and Gibbon gets the ball back here. So just what it looked like. Wood River had some momentum. Gibbon grabs it right back. Milks on the right side. The ball will go back up to Reinertsen. Now off the cut inside, Schuster. Schuster bumped. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Burkhart. Quinn will push the ball up the floor. Try to avoid the traffic. Goes behind the back. Schuster all over him there with the good defense. Still dribbling. Dishes it off to 111, who dances down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. 10 points now for Matt. 49-39. It's a 10-point game, but Wood River hasn't been able to get any closer than 8. Up the floor, the dish off underneath the Kenton. Short jumper, no good, but he's about the foul. He'll get 2 free throws. And it's going to go on Matt Wodolewicz, his 4th. And Kenton now to shoot a pair of free throws. Dakota puts it up, and it dances around. It will not go. Kenton had a layup just a couple minutes ago down the floor. And the second free throw, that's good. So Kenton gets 1-2. He's got 3 points. 50-39. Gibbon leads it by 11. Wood River walking the ball up the floor here. Give it off to Rojas, and then his pass is stolen away. 2-on-2. Leave it for Kenton. It's behind him from Reinertsen, and he makes a smart play and kicks it back out to Schuster. And right now, Gibbon can run a little clock. 4 minutes to go in the game, 50-39, Buffalo. Ball dropped. Reinertsen, instead of over and back, he throws it up for grabs. It's stolen away. And now a reach-in foul as Wood River brings it up the floor. The foul is on Garrett Stroh, his 3rd, 6th team. 3:53 to go, 50-39, Gibbon. They were behind early, 7-2, took the lead and have not relinquished it after going up 19-11 after 1. Erpelding back to Burkhart. Underneath, Wodolewicz makes the catch. Can't get the shot away. Out to Burkhart. Takes the 3. It's blocked. Getting in there, Ryan Milks deflects the 3. I don't remember the last time Wood River got a shot they were actually looking for. And given Coach Paul Reinertsen calls a timeout. With 3:32 to go in a basketball game, it's Gibbon 50, Wood River 39. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
.32 remains here in the ball game. Gibbon has the ball in a 50-39 lead at home against Wood River. Women's basketball, 3:49 to go. Nebraska clinging to a 52-49 lead against Iowa. Earlier tonight, the Nebraska men rallied to beat Iowa, 79-73. Gibbon playing keep away now from Wood River. They're already in the bonus. Kenton gives it off to Ryan Milks. Wood River's got to find a way to make a steal. There's so much time left, and now we've got a foul away from the ball, and that could be it if it's on 111. She was called for one of these earlier, and I think the officials kind of had his eye on him, and that's it. Matt Wodelevich has fouled out of the basketball game tonight. He finishes with 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a block shot for Wodelevich. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Wood River with 3:13 to go here in the contest. Let's remind you how things stack up in the La Platte Conference Tournament, which is coming up next week, beginning on Monday with the play-in games. On the girls' side, Gibbon will be at Adams Central. Loup City will be at St. Paul. On the boys' side, in the play-in games on Monday night, Centura will be here at Gibbon, and Ord will be at Wood River. All those games are at 7. Then Tuesday, all of the quarterfinals. For Ravenna, they will be hosting the girls' winner between Gibbon and Adams Central at 6:15. The boys will play the Wood River Ord winner at 8. Kearney Catholic will host Donovan Trumbull's girls at 6:15, Loup City's boys at 8 on ESPN Radio. St. Paul boys are at Donovan Trumbull at 7. Adams Central will host the Gibbon Centura boys winner at 7. Wood River girls are at Ord at 7 as well. Centura girls host the St. Paul Loup City winner at 7. Free throw, Stroh, up in. Gareth with his first point of the basketball game. Riley Reinertsen, 35 tonight, 51-39. 5 threes for Reinertsen. Second free throw, no good. Rebound yanked down by Erpolding. That is his 6th. He's had a solid game tonight, but it doesn't look like it's going to be enough. Still 3 minutes left. It's not over, but Wood River's got to be very efficient. Rojas, open 3. That's efficient. Rojas with 11 points now in a basketball game. Keeps it close, 51-42, up to Milks. Milks gets it over to Schuster. Looked, trying to get it to Reinertsen. Reinertsen covered by Erpelding. The ball gets into the hands of Ilks. Coach Derek Lindsay saying, we got to get up on these guys. 2:40 to go. Kenton with it. I think if you foul almost anybody but Reinertsen, you got to feel good. 2:30 to go. Oh, but every pass here is very clean for Gibbon. Wood River's getting picked good enough that they're 3-4 steps behind. 2:20 to go in the game. 51-42 Gibbon. Wood River, Damian needs Martinez trying to get up, force the pass. And Gibbon doing a good job of just milking clock right now. Safe passes going for the steal. Burkhardt didn't get it. That gives him numbers. And now a charge. Wave off the bucket on the freshman, Gareth Stroh. Made just enough contact to get the charge call. And for Gareth, that's his 4th personal foul. And Wood River gets the ball back. They're down by 9. They hit another 3 here. It gets interesting. They haven't been within 6 the entire half. Into the front court they go. Lobbing underneath. Martinez is there, but he's not going to shoot that shot. The freshman tried to kick it out to Erpelding. The ball is kicked out of bounds. Had that been a shooter underneath, that would have been an easy or fairly easy layup. Erpelding looking to lob it in. Still looking. Has to go out top to Martinez. Reinertsen on him. They trap him, and a foul going to be called. Trying to keep Martinez from getting up the floor. Ryan Milks with his first personal foul. It's the 8th team foul, so now the freshman, Martinez, is put on the line here. Damian doesn't shoot the ball. He is there for a 1-1 looking for his first point. They need them all. It's up. It's good. Martinez didn't take very long. I think he put it up before his palms got sweaty. 51-43. Second free throw down. Up. And Martinez hit them both. It's a 7-point game. It was 13. Reinertsen gets the pressure up ahead to Milks. They've got a 2-on-1, but Milks decides to hold the ball, which was the smart move. Made it 45 to go. Milks pass, deflected. Ooh, there's a collision, and the ball is stolen away. Here comes Rojas, and then he tried to make the pass. It gets deflected to Erpelding. The shot sets on the rim, won't go. A free-for-all. Burkhart somehow saves it. Wood River gets it into Erpelding. Fade away from 70, short-armed it, and then he's going to commit a foul on Dakota Kenton. As there is a heavy fight for the basketball there, and you can hear the fan reaction. Wood River was all over the place. you know they felt they should have been able to get a bucket to go and cut this to five, and they never did. And Erpel with his first foul. It is the ninth team foul. So Dakota Kenton, who's one of two at the line, will shoot a 1-1. You could see and sense the pressure on that possession for Wood River. A simple bounce pass that time would have kept it out of the face of Ryan Milks when Rojas and Burkhart were trying to connect. So here we go now, a minute 28 to go. Important free throws. Kenton puts it up, and it is good. That's actually the 10th team foul, so he gets two no matter what. Makes it 52-44. Second free throw, Kenton. He is bouncing around. It will not go. Reinertsen tried to rip it away, but holding on, Matt Renault, his sixth board. Here comes Erpelding. He wants some. Dishes it off and makes a low pass to Martinez. And out of bounds it goes. And subs coming in here for Gibbon is Nick Fulmer. So Wood River made a little bit of a run, but two possessions in a row, they come up empty. And now we're down to a minute 20 to go. The Misco Sports postgame show when we're all done. Coaches' interviews, final stats, and a recap of the night's activities on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The ball punched away from behind by Burkhart, but it goes all the way across the court, and Kenton runs it down. You do not want to foul Reinerton. They're all over him. The ball is going to get tied up, and now we're going to get a foul. A jump ball would have went to Gibbon anyway. And a foul is going to be called on Dakota Erpelding, his second. And the Wood River fans do not like that at all. 1 minute to go. Reinertsen at the line. 35 points for Riley tonight. And the first one is on the way, and it's good. There's 36. That's his 12th free throw of the night. He's made eight of them. And the second free throw. Good. 37 in the game for Riley Reinertsen. 54-44. Here's a three. Burkhart on the way. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Riley Reinertsen and 50 seconds to go. And we've been on 44 now. Couldn't get any closer. Milks gets tripped up. Foul called. And Ryan will go to the line for the first time tonight. A.B. Rojas with his third foul. Wood River will fall to 4-14. Gibbon will crawl to 7-8 after the 0-5 start. They'll be winners of six of their last eight and get a chance to square their record tomorrow when 3-12 Fillmore Central comes in. And Gibbon would be a big favorite in that game. So a chance to get to 500 and be careful. Gibbon always finds a way to cause trouble in the conference tournament. Neither free throw goes. Rebound brought down by Erpelding. He'll bring it up the floor off a couple of screens, try to get it over to Rojas. Gibbon's got to be careful not to foul. Rojas forces the three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Martinez. Another three is way off the mark. Rebound grabbed here by Luke Schuster. 25 seconds to go to Reinertsen. No need for Wood River to foul, but they do. And Schuster will get some free throws. So come on up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Stay with us. Again, the Wood River boys will be hosting Ord. The Gibbon boys will host Centura Monday night games at 7 o'clock. Schuster at the line, puts it up, and good. Makes it 55-44. Schuster was a perfect 5-for-5 at the line in the first half, and that's all his points. The second free throw now. On the way, and it's good. So 7-for-7 tonight from the line for Schuster. One more chance here for Wood River. Rojas gets it up the floor to Erpelding. Three-pointer is on the way. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley Reinertsen, and another foul. I think a little frustration here for Wood River. They were close, but could not finish it off here tonight. This gives Reinertsen a chance to add to his amazing total tonight. And Gibbon is going to throw some kids in here for the last 8 seconds of the game. Just kind of clear the bench so the starters can be acknowledged by the fans. Wood River will do the same. The free throw is up, and it is in for Reinertsen. for Wood River, Jimmy Rojas, Chris Loy, Dan Bossert, and then Martinez and Renault stay in for Gibbon. You've got Cesar Alvarado, Brian Zimmer, Cody Ronfelt. Free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Renault. Up to Martinez. Rojas, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and a shot at the buzzer by Wood River is no good by Loy, and this game is over. The final score, the Gibbon Buffaloes score the last 7 points. Or last 6 points, and they win it 57-44 over the Wood River Eagles. We will take a break and be back with the Minco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. No longer. They have closed their retail store in Kearney. So used to saying that, but that doesn't mean that they're out of business, folks. No, quite the contrary. Misco's has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for over 40 years, and they will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations with the same great service you've known for years. You'll get your gear, you'll get your uniforms, and they'll do it bigger and better than ever at Misco's. If you've got questions, call the home office at 728-5261. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of tonight's basketball game, and we will start with the Wood River Eagles. Quinn Burkhart did not score in the game tonight. They used him to distribute the ball quite a bit more. He ended up with 5 rebounds and 1 block. A.B. Rojas ends up with 11 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Matt Wanilewicz, 10 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Dakota Erpelding will lead the team in scoring and rebounding tonight, 13 points, 7 rebounds. Damian Martinez hit a pair of free throws, 2 points, 1 rebound. DJ Mayfield, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Matt Renault, 4 points, also had a team-high 7 rebounds. And Trey Roth had 1 rebound in the basketball game. 16 rebounds, it looks like, unofficially in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting 3 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting 2 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Wood River, 9 in the first half and 11 in the second half of play. For the Eagles, 21 points at halftime, 23 more in the second half, and Wood River finishes with 44 points, 36 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 20 turnovers. Wood River had won 3 of their last 5, but now fall to 4 and 14. And as we said, they will be playing on Monday night in the play-in game of the conference tournament when they host Ord at 7 o'clock. We'll look at the numbers for Gibbon and get a chance, hopefully, to chat with Coach Paul Reinertsen right after this timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an
Wow!
Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the Gibbon Buffaloes. When do you name Riley Reinertsen the Athlete of the Week? You can do it almost any time in basketball and golf. He has scored now 69 points in two games this week, and he led the way tonight for Gibbon with 38 points, 9 team-high rebounds. That's 9 rebounds to lead the team and 1 block. Ryan Milch, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Gareth Stroh had a point. T.J. Hilker, a rebound. Nick Fulmer, 3 points and a rebound. Luke Schuster, 7 points on 7-for-7 shooting at the free throw line, 1 rebound. Dakota Kenton, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Jared Dorzinski had a rebound, and Ryan Newyear had 2 points. 10 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 14 of 23 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, and 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Gibbons, 6 in the first half and 5 in the second half. For the Buffaloes, they had 29 points at halftime. They scored 28 in the second half. They were balanced all night long, 57 points, 19 rebounds, 21 out of 35 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 11 turnovers. And Gibbon has now won 6 of their last 8 games, the 2 losses by a combined 3 points to preseason-rated teams. And they are now 7-8 on the season after the 57-44 win. And I think the good news is they just get to play again tomorrow. Just keep playing. They're winning. They're playing well. Keep playing. And they got a chance to even their record tomorrow going into the conference tournament. And we'll talk about that now with head coach Paul Reinertsen. And coach, this team has definitely turned the corner. Obviously, you guys are playing your best basketball of the year right now, and there's no surprise. I won't say there's no surprise, but when you look at, you don't have a senior on the team, and you lost Benfeld at the beginning of the year because of the football injury. You had some kids that didn't have very many minutes that you had to get molded, and they're playing around Riley. He's leading him in scoring, but you know, I haven't seen anybody put 5 guys on Riley yet because the other 4 are inept. So congratulations.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks, Doug. I'm happy with the progress we made. You know, we started out the year, we kind of had a big blow because Brett Benfeld was one of our returning starters, and we were counting on Brett to handle a lot of the load. And he gets hurt in the last game in football, and we pretty much going to lose him probably for the whole season. So that was a tough one to deal with. And then the fact that we had a lot of young kids, no seniors on the squad. I think if you look at our roster, out of our top 16 guys or 14 guys, we got 12 of freshmen and sophomores. So it took a little while to kind of gel a little bit. Plus, we played some of the powerhouses early in the season, and we learned a few tough lessons. But the month of January, our kids have kind of really started to get some confidence, and our execution is better. And I think just our bench play has been so much better. So we're pleased with the progress we've made in the direction we're going.
There are so few teams, we've talked about this a lot sometimes on the show, that there are not very many middle-of-the-road teams the last couple of years. Either you're state-rated and you're 14-1, or you're on the other side and you're 3-12. You happen to be one of those teams that is right in the middle and has played competitive basketball quite a bit. And with this conference tournament coming up, I know nobody wants to play Gibbon because you guys have wrecked a lot of conference tournaments for higher seeds or better seeds over the past few years. You got to feel confident going into tomorrow, going into next week.
Well, I'm going to put a plug in for our conference. I think Luplac Conference is one of the best basketball conferences for C1, C2 schools in the state. I know there's a conference back east that's awful good too, but I think night in and night out, every game you play in the conference is a quality opponent. I don't care what their record is. They're a quality opponent that can play basketball. So we like playing the Luplac Conference. Looking ahead to the tournament, we're excited about the tournament. We had a nice run in it last year, played pretty well in it, and we got some good experience. So I'm anxious to play the tournament. We got Centura coming in. They battle us really hard. And if we get by them, we got to go to Adams Central, which is always a tough team. But we're ready to play. Our kids are excited to play, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Have to ask you, over the last 5 years, there's been so many coaches and kids, more than I ever remember. And you've had the opportunity with all your boys coming through. But with Riley, sometimes you haven't turned him loose, and it doesn't look like you turned him loose the last few games that I've been listening or seeing or reading. He's just finding some things more natural. You got to sit there as a coach. You got to sit there as a dad. You got to smile a little bit, because some of those you just go, how did that happen? But talk about his development just this year.
We asked him to do a lot this year, because last year he was strictly our point guard and basically initiated our offense. And we kind of moved him around, playing him inside a fair amount. We've asked Riley to kind of get some more players involved. Yeah, we think Riley can score, but we've asked him to try to get everybody involved. And, you know, he's leading our team in assists as well as scoring. And so he's not looking to just shoot. If he sees somebody open, he's pretty unselfish. And the other times he's kind of got the ability, when he kind of gets it going, just to kind of get out of his way. And I guess being his dad, you're kind of around enough, you kind of know when he's kind of saying that with his body language, just kind of get out of his way. And he's been able to kind of produce for us in this stretch of January. And we've kind of jumped on his back. But I guess our other guys have really stepped up. We've got some good shooters around him, and I think it's going to make it hard for teams to really double-team him, because I believe we've got four or five other guys actually can knock down a three, and they have done that this year. So we're excited about what we have and the progress they're making. So.
And finally, the depth of this team. We talked about how young you have to play a lot of kids just to find the right mixture. You've got some nice kids in there. Are you satisfied with the way that they are moving and developing?
Yeah, we are. First of all, this game we knew was going to be kind of tough. We played Kearney Catholic, which is really a hard-fought game. And for us, it was kind of a heartbreaker at the end. And to bounce back 2 days later and to kind of have to get back in the saddle and play was kind of tough. So I was a little bit concerned. And I think Winterberg's gotten some confidence. They've played a little better basketball here recently. So we knew this was not going to be just an easy game, that we were going to have to work for it. So I'm happy to come out with the W. But our young guys, we have two freshmen that play a lot of minutes for us, and they play some crucial minutes. They're not just token minutes. They're playing in crunch time, and we're happy with those two guys. And then we've got a lot of sophomores that can play. So we're pretty much a freshman and sophomore team. We're sprinkled in about two juniors is all. So, I'm happy with the progress they've made. There's some things they're still learning, and I think they're going to get better at. But these games like this are great for them to kind of be in the heat of the moment and to try to make some plays. And so one thing about those guys, all of our guys, to be honest, you know, they like to practice, and they listen, and they'll try to do what you want to do. And they're going to come back tomorrow. We got to play again tomorrow night, but they're looking forward to it, even though it's our third game this week. So, but my assistants keep telling me, hey, coach, they got 16-year-old legs, okay? They can't get tired.
Well, you hope not, and especially when you're winning and when you're playing well, it's got to be fun. Last question before we let you out of here. You mentioned tonight's game. It wasn't all offense. Your defense forced 20 turnovers. That little half-court trap you guys got going there, that looks like that's not going to give just Wood River problems, but other teams problems. It has, and it will.
Well, yeah, we've tweaked our defense a little bit, and we've put some we've changed a little bit what we did from the start, and because you kind of find out what people can do, and then we put a couple people in different positions, and our defense has really been good. That's probably the reason why we've played very well here in January, is we've created a lot of turnovers, but also getting a lot of deflections and just disrupting the team's offense. And so we're happy with the defensive progress that we made. So, it's been a big key, Doug.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here and get ready for tomorrow night's game, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Congratulations. Paul Reinertsen and the Gibbon Buffaloes. They win it tonight, 57-44. Riley Reinertsen gets the numbers that everybody's going to look at, 38 points and 9 rebounds, but the defense able to force some great, great turnovers tonight. And Wood River, again, they got frustrated a couple of times, and 7 points. They couldn't get any closer. Gibbon always found a way to get that bucket when they needed it. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, their retail store has now closed in Kearney, but that doesn't mean they're going to quit serving you. They're going to be bigger, better, stronger than ever, and continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for over 40 years. If you've got questions, you can contact their main office at 728-5261, but keep an eye and an ear out for the very latest from Misco's. In the girls' game, it was Wood River 52-38. Kelly Bossert, the big night, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks. In the boys' game, 38 points, 9 rebounds, and a block for Riley Reinertsen as Gibbon defeats Wood River 57-44. Tomorrow night, Sandy Creek is at Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits. We'll have all the action for you. And then next Monday and Tuesday, Fort Kearney Conference action. Girls Monday from Loomis, back to Loomis Tuesday. The semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from St. Paul right here on Classic Hits. In Nebraska basketball tonight, the Nebraska men rallied in the second half to beat Iowa 79-73. The women had to hold off an Iowa rally to win 62-53. For our engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us again. The final score in the boys' game, Gibbon 57, Wood River 44. Good night, everyone.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.